taught you your craft?
I've been lucky to work around some very talented people, and also you've really got to teach your own problem-solving skills on jobs like this. I mean, you can have a myriad of problems which the solution in one application would work, and then you move 2 metres to the right and it doesn't work. So, well, I've been doing this for 25 years, so I hope that we can get a few of the heavier logistical problems out of the way. As far as, I mean, stonemasonry traditionally has 3 different ancillary but intertwined trades. There's the guys who work on the building, they're called the fixer masons. The skill is to get that stone up there without chipping it. It's very easy to do. There's the guys that actually make the profiles, and that's often in a factory environment. For us to make that on site is completely unfeasible because of the dust. If we don't have dust, we have a lot of water. So that's a factory job, shaping them. And then the best of the best are the carvers, which are few and far between. But there's still some old guys around that can make a gargoyle or replicate something on a...
Well, and you guys did... we had to replace one of the capitals on the columns in the tower. And so that is kind of a lovely floral, would you say, design, sort of leafy floral design. So that's required some pretty intricate
work. Certainly has, but that still is what I would call a banker mason work, because that is just a series of repeatable and preordained steps that you arrive at the finished product, and you measure yourself your accuracy along the way, and by the time you get to the end, you can be confident that your shape's going to fit the required profile and match the wall that you're trying to put it into. They're nice little things. It's a hodgepodge of styles, yeah. I tell you what.
That makes it unique.
Yes, that's right. And I plead complete ignorance when it comes to this, although I have to say I have learned a lot about stone since I've been the rector here. So,
what have you learned?
Oh, my goodness, different things like architraves and cornices and pilasters and finials and what else are anyway, all these different terms.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, I know. You've got no idea what they mean, and I probably couldn't quite get them right, but it's just been a joy to see all the guys doing the work and seeing it coming together, because it's just magnificent. And as Tim said, you know, it's a wonderful icon of the city. It's been here for a long time, and we're so delighted that it's being restored. And really, the work up there, some of it's much better than the original work, you know. So, in fact, most of it, everything you see, some of the work, I remember you pulled off one of the courses and then the wall started to wobble, and oh my goodness. So, you know, these guys have just done an amazing job, and it's going to last, you know, well beyond our lifetime. Tim's got a few years on me, but it's going to last beyond my lifetime as well, I'm sure.
No doubt. And Henry, who taught you your trade?
Well, I learned a bit back home, but definitely here in Australia. I work with a lot of masons, and I learned a lot from Tim himself, you know, as the person who actually I contact, and then he invited me to come be part of the team, to come then to Tasmania and do the work. So,
how many in the team?
Around 10.
That many?
Oh, look, there's some peak periods where we've probably had more than that. We've had a couple of talented local guys, and we've also put on a local apprentice for the duration of the project. Unfortunately, stonemasonry is not taught in Tasmania, and that seems a shame to me, considering the amount of built heritage that's around. And I find it crazy that a Tasmanian apprentice has to travel to Melbourne to do his trade. I'm sure there's some very talented local guys, but looking around, it looks like it could support quite a few more.
I know people have loved this church in Hobart for a lifetime. You know, this is my 8th year here. Everyone I speak to loves it, so I feel like it's a bit hard to express just how appreciative we are to all the guys for their hard work, because it's just fantastic and it's so exciting to see it almost there. And Lord willing, you know, be here for many, many years to come.